Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence and machine learning, breaking down complex topics into something a little more digestible.
And by digestible, Alex means something that won't make your brain run away screaming. Today's topic, random forests. Sounds like a new band name, doesn't it? But seriously, I've heard this term thrown around a lot. What's the deal with random forests, Alex?
Well, Jamie, random forests might not be hitting the music charts anytime soon, but they definitely top the charts in the machine learning world. Simply put, a random forest is an ensemble learning method that combines multiple decision trees to improve accuracy and reduce overfitting. Imagine it as a team of experts, where each member brings their own opinion and a decision is made based on the majority vote.
Ah, so it's like asking a group of friends where to eat out and going with the most popular choice.
Exactly. And just like with your friends, diversity is key. Each tree in a random forest is trained on a random subset of the data and features, making them slightly different from each other. This technique is called bagging, or bootstrap aggregating, if you want to sound fancy at parties.
Bagging. Got it. But why not just use one big super smart decision tree? Why the whole forest?
Great question. You see, one big tree is prone to overfitting. It might get really good at predicting the training data, but then fails miserably with new unseen data. By averaging multiple trees, random forests balance out their errors and create a more generalizable model. Plus, they're surprisingly versatile, performing well on both classification and regression tasks with minimal tuning required.
So what you're saying is, random forests are basically the Swiss Army knives of machine learning models.
That's one way to put it. They're robust, easy to use, and incredibly powerful. But they're not without their challenges. Interpretability and computational cost can be issues, especially as the size of the data and the number of trees grow.
Hold up, interpretability? So they're like that one friend who's really smart but impossible to understand.
Yeah. You could say that. While individual decision trees are quite easy to interpret, a whole forest can be a bit of a mystery. There are ways to peek inside, like looking at feature importance, but it's not as straightforward.
Gotcha. And I'm guessing with great power comes great computational cost.
Spot on, Jamie. Training a random forest can be resource intensive, as you're essentially training multiple decision trees. But the good news is, it's embarrassingly parallel. You can train each tree independently, which speeds things up considerably, especially on modern multi-core processors or distributed systems.
Embarrassingly parallel? Now there's a term that sounds like my last attempt at parallel parking.
Well, unlike parallel parking, random forests are something machine learning practitioners get right pretty often. They're widely used in the industry for tasks like fraud detection, churn prediction, and even in recommendation systems. Big companies love them for their robust performance and versatility.
That's honestly fascinating. So if I wanted to get my hands dirty and build a random forest, where would I start?
You'd start by getting cozy with Python and libraries like scikit-learn. It's as simple as loading your data, creating a random forest classifier or random forest regressor, and then training your model on your dataset. The scikit-learn documentation is incredibly user-friendly and a great place to dive in.
Sounds like a plan. And I guess for our listeners who want to see this in action, we could share some code examples or resources in the show notes.
Absolutely. We'll make sure to include those. And for anyone looking to go deeper, exploring topics like model tuning, dealing with imbalanced data, or even deploying random forests in production would be the next steps.
I've got to say, Alex, I came in here thinking random forests were just another buzzword, but I'm walking away with a whole new appreciation for them. Thanks for making it make sense.
Anytime, Jamie. That's what I'm here for. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found today's episode enlightening and maybe even a bit entertaining.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of AI and machine learning. And hey, if you liked what you heard, leave us a review.
Until next time, keep the curiosity alive and your algorithms learning. Thanks for listening. Upbeat electronic music fades in.